The BC United Party has taken aim at Dr. Anna Kindy, the Conservative Party of BC's candidate for the North Island riding, for being affiliated with far-right demonstrations and beliefs. The document was posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, on September 26, by BC radio host Jas Johal, who is also a former BC United, formerly the Liberals, MLA for the Richmond-Queensborough riding. The majority of the leak details Kindy's association with far-right figures and organizations, but also cites two complaints from former patients between 2016 and 2019 about her conduct as a doctor. In total, there are 16 reviews for Kindy on the website, which allows patients to rate their doctors out of 5 stars. Kindy averages 3.7 stars. Two reviews from RateMDS.com are shown in the document. Both complaints are related to methadone, claiming Kindy was pushing the person to be prescribed the drug, most often used to curb substance use disorder. One of the reviews was published on September 19, 2016, and another on April 11, 2019. Another complaint not cited in the research was published on March 29, 2019. Again, it is a complaint related to methadone. The College of Physicians and Surgeons could not verify to the Campbell River Mirror if any investigations regarding this took place due to privacy laws. In the document, Kindy is photographed at a Stand United rally and appears in front of posters calling the media a virus. The rally was at the BC College of Physicians and Surgeons on June 22, 2022. Stand United is a far-right group who have campaigned against SOGI, climate change, pandemic mandates and the Great Reset. The Great Reset Initiative, a World Economic Forum response to the COVID-19 pandemic, has been hijacked by conspiracy theorists claiming that the pandemic was created by a secret multinational group of global elites to seize control of the global economy and a new world order. Kindy spoke at another Stand United rally on March 18, 2023. Far-right activist Harm Baum was also there and spoke before she took the stage. There, Kindy took aim at provincial law changes that mandated vaccines for COVID-19, invoking Holodomor, a man-made famine in the former Soviet Union from 1932 to 1933, which killed millions of Ukrainians through starvation and disease. This is what Bill 36 does. I don't want my children to live in a country. And to be honest, I have a father who was from Ukraine. Stalin Ukraine. And I think in Stalin Ukraine you had more choice in terms of healthcare, the document cites her saying during the rally. Her association with Baum is also detailed. Baum has posted on Instagram messages claiming Dr. Bonnie Henry murders babies with a bioweapon and claims of a vax genocide. His website, Wiki Activism, also parrots the Great Reset and New World Order theories. Baum has also claimed United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is handing over 97% of BC's land to the UN. Kindy also attended a What's Up Doc conference in Victoria in February 2023. The report says she agreed with panelists that terms like white supremacy and misogyny should be looked at with suspicion. She also reportedly argued that misinformation and disinformation are not medical terms, but are political terms. Kindy has received disciplinary letters from the College of Physicians and Surgeons regarding misinformation surrounding COVID-19 vaccinations. At this conference, Kindy again spoke on Bill 36. Bill 36 creates a backdoor for bringing in, you know, policy or legislation from other jurisdictions that were mentioned. But what that essentially means is, it's done without any democratic oversight, she said. Kindy attended the We Unify conference in 2022 with Malthouse. While there, she claimed the COVID-19 vaccine was leaky and ineffective compared to natural immunity. Conservative Party leader John Rusted was also there, as was Jeremy Maddock. Maddock is a failed Victoria Council candidate who claimed Nazis might just serve a useful purpose. He was also previously involved in litigation with the Law Society of British Columbia about the extent to which non-lawyers can provide affordable legal services. His petition was unsuccessful, but was approved as a participant in the Law Society's Innovation Sandbox Initiative. The 2024 We Unify conference featured Lauren Southern, a media figure on the alt-right political spectrum who has voiced racist beliefs. In 2023, Kindy embraced the We Unify conference, saying that reclaiming or renewing this country has the potential to show the world we are the solution that everybody thinks we are. Kindy did not respond to the Campbell River Mirror's request for comment by deadline.